This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, such a pleasure to be joined by Priscilla Bryce, the Managing Director of All Together Now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you guys have just released a really cool new app. This is going to be designed, or aimed rather, at helping kids combat racism in school. Can you tell us the concept of the app?
Yeah, so basically the idea came about because a study came out about a year ago saying that about 50% of teachers had never had any anti-racism training. And so we thought, well, how can we get to teachers and help them to understand what racism is and what they can do about it when it comes up in their classroom? And so we thought, well, why don't we create an app for children so that we can both teach children about racism and how they can speak up when it happens in the classroom, but also give teachers the confidence to speak up when it happens in the classroom as well.
Priscilla, I was stunned at the statistic that 18% of all ethnic children have suffered some degree of racism. I can't believe that it's still an epidemic in schools these days. How does it present itself?
I know, it's terrible. It's actually a really a scary statistic, I think, for this day and age in Australia. It tends to manifest in students telling other students that they don't belong in Australia, calling them names, of course, also leaving them out of playing in the playground in groups. And in fact, some students are spat on or pushed or hit. As an adult in Australia, I feel really scared that this is still happening in schools in 2016.
Mm.
So that's why we wanted to do something about this.
Yeah, it's good that there's an opportunity to actually take action. And in the app itself, what are students going to do once they download it?
Well, it's an eight-week program. So basically, for about 10 minutes every week, we're asking teachers to ask the class to play the app in the classroom, and it's a series of scenarios where students see two or three actors in the app, and they're different stories, so students can understand what exclusion looks like, both from a racial point of view, but also from other points of view too. For example, if there's a new boy in the classroom, what does exclusion look like and how does that make him feel?
Okay, so it's essentially putting people in other people's shoes.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. Getting students to empathise with what their classmates might be feeling and experiencing.
I remember as a teacher setting up a scenario whereby we kind of divided the room up into two different groups, and then basically one group of people was told to stand in a certain area. They weren't allowed to interact with the class just for a period of time to give them that sense of exclusion. It was really hard for the children to process it because they hadn't experienced it before. So we almost had to spend a long time kind of debriefing the experience. How do you walk through that with a kid who's kind of never experienced exclusion before and now has to deal with it?
Yeah, that is that's really tough, and that's why we've provided all these resources for teachers so that they can walk through these scenarios with their students after the students have played the app in a way that helps the students process what was in the scenario and how that might play out in real life and the effects that it's having on their classmates.
Yeah.
It's really important for teachers to be able to do that and actually have the confidence to be able to do that. Because like you said, it can take some debriefing for some students who have never experienced any form of exclusion.
Yeah, it sounds like such a cool project. Priscilla, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time.
No, thank you.